Senator Jesse Keel visits Haines this week, and Skagway School will relax some of its mask rules in the new year while increasing testing. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. State Senator Jesse Keel visited Haines this week to meet with constituents about issues facing the region. At a town hall on Wednesday, the Juneau Democrats' conversation focused on addressing gaps in winter ferry service, the governor's anticipated budget, state spending, and more. Senator Jesse Keel says the Alaska Marine Highway system and gaps in winter ferry service were top of mind for Haines residents during his recent visit.
Well, folks have come out to talk to me about ferry service, road plowing, ferry service, some broadband issues, ferry service, education, and the ferries.
He echoed the community's frustrations with the lack of travel options and called it a predictable crisis, given the last 3 years' failures in reliable service. He said he supports activating the $60 million Alaska-class ferry tied up in Juneau as a backup.
The Taslina is sitting tied up to the dock. There are, in fact, enough folks to run it if they just call the Inland Boatman's Union and the master's mates and pilot and ask them. But instead they're telling me, well, we just don't have the crew. That's unacceptable.
On a brighter note, Keel says the ferry system's long-term outlook is positive, as there will be federal funding through the $1 trillion infrastructure bill passed by Congress.
The good news is we have opportunities for next year, thanks to the infrastructure bill, to get more of our ferries in working order and to increase our wintertime service so that we have the chance to actually have more vessels running. There's a possibility of a backup. And beyond a backup, just have something closer to adequate service for communities to connect to one another in the wintertime.
Keel says he expects the next legislative session, which begins January 18th, will be focused on how Alaska will spend its windfall of infrastructure funding.
We'll be working on how to dole out the money for broadband, transportation infrastructure, and several other categories. We're all scrambling to read that bill and understand it as fast as we can.
At the town hall on Wednesday, Haines residents asked about state education spending as Clukwan fights possible school closure due to low enrollment, and the Haines district grapples with budgeting year to year among the state's financial uncertainty. Keel said he's consistently fought budget cuts and this year opposed the governor's proposal to continue to cut $50 to $200 million in spending each year.
Over the last 6 years, we have cut the operating budget. And I'm just trying to be, fair here and talk about our recurrent annual expenses, the operating budget, from about $5.5 billion to about $4.5 billion. We've cut about $1 billion out of our annual recurrent expenses. And I'm here to tell you, you see it in the Marine Highway system, you see it in our schools, and we can go on through the list of services the state provides. We're having a hard time serving Alaskans' needs at this point. I don't think there's a lot left to cut.
The governor's budget is due out on December 15th. Keel says Dunleavy's oil price projections are too high and thus unrealistic for predicting incoming revenue. He wants to see the state develop new sources of income, including an income tax, and support economic development.
Most states, you will see the legislature pay all kinds of attention, have hearings on job growth, on small business formation and creation, small business growth, household creation, demographics, right? How many working age people do we have? Are we gaining? Are we losing? I've never seen the Alaska State Legislature do that. We've got to, pay attention to building a broader economy. But he who has the gold makes the rules.
Keel was elected in 2018. He's filed an intent to run for re-election in 2022 for a two-year term. So far, no challengers have emerged for the Senate district that encompasses much of the Upper Panhandle. Skagway's school will relax its mask policy in the new year, following this week's school board meeting. KHNS's Mike Swayze talked with school superintendent Josh Coffrin about the board's decision to allow mask rules to be eased for some fully vaccinated students and teachers.
What sort of changes to policy were made during that school board meeting? One of the bigger ones is a school-wide testing initiative. We've been extremely fortunate, and the state has done an amazing job distributing testing supplies, and we are well stocked at the school with COVID tests. And so what I wanted to do was to build a way out for students with regular testing so that perhaps they could go mask optional if they continue to test negative. It's something that other schools are doing. It's something that, you know, if you talk to some of the medical experts around the state, that if you do serial testing, that you can trust that and that there isn't COVID circulating in your population. And so the board did approve a school-wide testing initiative. They did throw a bit of a wrinkle in that to be able to participate, students would need to be vaccinated. And so what will happen is on January 10th, when we come back to school after Christmas break, we'll start this initiative. And parents will be asked to sign up for that, provide proof of vaccination, and those students will be tested twice weekly.
So they'll be tested twice weekly, and if they're vaccinated, they won't have to wear a mask while in school unless there's an outbreak in town?
No. See, that's what we're trying to avoid. And so it does get a little confusing. Because right now, if we've got a case in Skagway with the potential for community spread, then we go to universal masking throughout the building. The intent of this program is that if we test these kids twice weekly and we know that they don't have COVID, that they can opt out of the universal masking.
Oh, so they even if there's an outbreak in town, they won't have to mask up in school as long as they're vaccinated and getting tested twice weekly.
Exactly. But there is also a bit of a distinction, because it goes to our original mitigation plan. So those kids 12 and older will be able to go mask optional. Students under 12 years old will still be asked to wear a mask in common areas, you know, hallways, bathrooms, and in any situation where 6 feet of distance cannot be reasonably maintained.
Okay. And so why the difference between the younger kids and the older kids?
That's kind of a throwback to our original mitigation plan, which was written in July of this year. And that's so the 12-year-olds could be vaccinated at that point, and they hadn't gotten the approval for the 5 to 11-year-olds at that point. And so that has stuck as part of our original mitigation plan. I suppose that's something that we could consider down the road, but that's why it's there.
And there's still some uncertainty as to what the vaccination levels are in that younger age group. So any other changes to policy of any sort that the school board decided to make?
Yeah, there's one in terms of COVID mitigation. We adopted what's known as a test to stay protocol. And so under that program, what we're going to allow is if staff or students are considered a close contact, that they test daily during that period of time. I mean, if those tests come up negative on a daily basis, that they will be able to come to work and school.
Okay, great, Josh. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, man, you too.
That was Skagway School Superintendent Josh Coffrin about student mask policy changes that will take effect after the new year. The school board also announced they will be searching for a nurse to assist in the increased amount of testing, and that the school kitchen rebuild may be finished as early as next fall. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.